So it's not that you actually have to interrupt the person, but in the back of your mind, any person who talks just about one part of this triangle, if someone comes on and talks about the genetics of pneumococcus disease, and you say, oh, wait a minute, like you can't even begin to assess an issue without looking at the other parts of the triangle. So I'm going to talk about a few vaccine-preventable diseases, and I've just listed them up there. Of course, I haven't listed all of them. So let's just take this nice report here from FNIH. If you looked at this, you would say, okay, the rate of Haemophilus B, measles, and mumps are lower or equal to the rate in the rest of Canada, so we don't have to worry. And rubella, well, is a little bit more rubella than the rest of Canada, and pertussis, like, what's up with that? you know, I know you can't see this slide too well because I scanned it and it never really works. But the problem is this is a comparison of the immunization levels of children 2 years and under. In First Nations is the sort of dark green, and Canada is the sort of brown gold. And so the levels of immunization for all the childhood vaccines in First Nations as a whole across Canada is quite low and well below the rest of Canada, in the range of 63% for diphtheria, 63% for pertussis, same for polio, 69% for H flu, 77% for measles. So there are communities where they do really good vaccine work. And I started working up north in 1979, 1980, and in what is now Nunavut. And we would go in, and the immunization programs were run sort of like military regimes, and the nurses would go to the schools, the churches, the Hudson Bay Company store, and everybody got vaccinated, and the acceptance of vaccination was good. So the rates were like 99.9%. But since that time, you know, the vaccination levels have diminished for all the reasons that everybody in the room knows. And so I won't dwell on this, but you can go to lots of books to find out what proportion of your community needs to be immunized to get herd immunity. And it's for all these organisms, it's around 90%, 85-90%. So you can see that we're not even near herd immunity in most First Nations communities. And so no wonder the organisms are you know, propagating. Okay, I want to talk about, I thought I'd start with invasive pneumococcal disease, because it's sort of hot off the press and people are interested in it. And the incidence of invasive pneumococcal disease in northern Canada, which means Yukon, NWT, Nunavut, Nunavik, northern Quebec, and the northern Labrador, is the highest in Canada and in the circumpolar world. It's higher than Alaska, Greenland, which is amazing. And we don't really know about why. Of course, you're going to say, hey, you got the Inuit mixed up in here, and that's true. We don't really have data for invasive pneumococcal disease in the First Nations in the provinces. But my guess is that the rates are still high, but, you know, somewhat lower than what's listed here, but still quite a bit higher than in southern populations. And the rates for this invasive pneumococcal disease are highest in the less than 2-year-old and greater than 65-year-old. So you're going to say, yeah, well, so we have Prevnar. It took these territories. Nunavik is always the first, in my experience, to implement new vaccines in their northern populations, because they have this fabulous public health system. Monique just walked in. And they are very dedicated to serving their northern populations, which there's a whole story about that. The James Bay Cree have a lot to do with making that happen. So in 2002, Nunavik instituted their Prevnar program, and it took till 2006 for NWT to implement it. That's not because NWT isn't, you know, proactive. It's just it's expensive to do. So, but the problem is that there's a different serotype up there, the serotype 1. So the proportion of serotypes not covered by the Prevnar PCV7 vaccine in northern Canada is now 79%. You say, oh my God, like And yes, oh my God, if you said, okay, well, what about northern BC or northern Alberta or the reserves of Manitoba, what proportion of the pneumococcal isolates are not covered by Prevnar? We don't know because we don't have the data, which is kind of, more than a pity and somewhat near a crime. So there is a PCV13 vaccine that's in development. There's also a PCV10, Synflorax, which has just been approved. But we don't really, the PCV13 isn't quite ready to, it hasn't been approved. And the PCV10, we're not exactly sure, how well it works. There is a NACI statement that's going to come out soon. It. I know that I believe that Quebec has already decided that they will use the PCV10 in their northern Quebec population. Although I haven't seen that. Yes, Monique's, and I applaud them for that. So the problem when you hear about the PCV vaccines, I want you to know about some problems that people are grappling with. We don't really know how to analyze how protective they are. There are sort of ideas about the level of antibodies that are protective, but we don't know that. The data are somewhat vague on that. When we don't know how to measure protection for those other issues like pneumonia, otitis media, carriage. Remember, invasive pneumococcal disease means you get the organism out of the blood or out of the CSF or out of a knee joint fluid. But all these others, otitis, pneumonia with no sputum, we don't really know how to assess how good the vaccine is. And then there's these other kind of, you can have antibody, but you don't necessarily know that the antibody is working very well, so they're trying to make new lab tests. This fancy opsonophagocytic OPA test. I would just say that this new PCV13 vaccine in testing is being tested in the U.S. in Alaskan natives, which means they call them Eskimos and Native Americans. But again, we Canadians look at ourselves and we don't have a testing system in Aboriginal populations. People will say, oh, it's very sensitive, to test a vaccine in an Aboriginal population. Well, I would say the opposite. I would say if you went to Aboriginal populations and you said, do you realize we're giving you vaccines that aren't really tested routinely in your group, they would say, well,